Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for interesting in this topic. Can I use the English? Is everyone okay? Okay. This is an intellectualization session about Popo Mofo. Popo Mofo is also called Zhu Yin Fu Hao in Chinese. It is a very local issues for Chinese. Popo Mofo is a phonetic system for education, to teaching how to spelling the Chinese characters, the Han characters, in China and Hong Kong, they use the pinyin system to spell in Chinese, as this one, the Han character, pinyin coded it L-I-A-O Liao. And in Popo Mofo system, it's le, yi, ao, liao. Yeah, it's totally different system with pinyin and only used in Taiwan. In the print age, the Ministry of Education published a strict layout rule about the character proportions and inline proportion for education materials in printing era. And if you want to see the reference, check the QR code or at the bit.ly 2HTVSS capital E. It's an English translated the booklet for the material. But when we go to the digital era, how to represent the layout on the information systems and everything. At the start, they try to make the Popo Mofo with the Han characters as a grief in the font. But there's so many problems. The Han character have different meanings and also have different pronunciations. As this one, it can pronounce as Liao or Le. The maximum pronunciation of the Han character have a six. So they have to make six set of the font as a bundle. When you want to show the different Popo Mofo, you have to switch the font to write one. But the trouble is that the font itself do not contain the Popo Mofo information, so it lack of the accessibility. And in the education situation, sometimes we want to type the wrong spelling characters as a test. In the elementary school, the teachers will use the Popo Mofo font as a taste print, and they have a fix to the wrong spelling one, then copy that. But it cannot represent on web or the digital publications. So I started to study this how can we make the Popo Mofo layouts on web or on the information system. And the web carry the most of the content and the digital publications, just like the EPUB, use the same technology. But when I got started this issue in 2013, I just found in WCC specifications only one paragraph to describe the Popo Mofo. It's under the Japanese Ruby usage. Ruby is, in Japanese, they also use that to mark up how to spell the Han characters in Japanese kana. Because the size is small, just like a gym, like a Ruby, so they code that the Ruby text as a notation for pronunciations. But the specification is published in 1999 maybe in that time, somebody from Taiwan or from Japan, they participated in the W3C activities to provide the needs and they logged on the specifications. And after the 14 years, there's nothing in the progress. So it's just to put it that way. And we still cannot do anything to represent the bubble for web and information system. Okay, 5 years ago, I attended the W3C's workshop for the digital populations and the internationalization. We found some issues need to be resolved. One, for Bopomo, the Ruby markup itself, it's not as a formal recommendations specifications. So nobody knows how to mark up Bopomo in the Ruby markup. And the second, there is no layout rules in CSS to format the Bopomo layouts in line as the rule published by the Ministry of the Education. And the third problem is the most important. In the Unicode 1.0, they just put everything, every meanings in a single code point. In Bopomo, we have five kind of the tone mark, a light tone, and the first tone do not need the tone mark, and the second tone, third tone, and the fourth tone. But you can see it's the accent and the modified character for Latin. It's Greek. It's simple Greek do not match the usage in the Bopomo tone mark. So it's the last problem we should solve. But fortunately, when I started to participate the W3C activities, it's on the HTML5 rush. That in 2013, W3C wanted to finalize the HTML5 standards as the recommendations. And there's a lot of things need to be done, just like Ruby. So I met a friend called Ruben Burjones. In that time, he published the W3C HTML Ruby markup extensions, where you can find a formal way to mark up the Bopomo in Ruby markup. You just use the Ruby to mark up the hand character and the Bopomo characters. And if there is a light tone, put the light tone before the Bopomo character, and the second, third, fourth tone just after the Bopomo character. So we can confirm how to mark up Bopomo. And in that time, the Japan, they want to push the CSS and HTML5 to be implemented by the browsers and the web layout engines, because they want to push the EPUB 3 as their ebook standards, and they want to the industry get the technical issues down, and so they can publish more ebooks in the United standards. So some people, the Erica, we also called her Fantasy, and Ishi Coach, who write the both of them write the writing mode for the vertical writings in CSS. They also write the CSS Ruby layout module level 1 to confirm with how to put the Bopomo layout in the right side. In the right side of hand characters. So after that, the Apple's first implied that the CSS value, so we almost done. Current Bopomo on browsers, you can see it's almost okay, But if we see it close, you can find that the tone mark is not put aside the, of the Bobomofo characters. And how can we arrange the tone mark's position to the right place and fix the grief, you know, the share with the share with the Latin. So first, in a meeting of the CSS working group, some implementer, Mozilla's guys told me it's hard to imply the tone mark adjustment with the layout engine. Why do you not try the font features? But the open type features, I don't know anything about that. It's the open type standards is made by Adobe and Microsoft, and only a few of the documents you can find on the internet. So I don't know how to get started. And even we can find experts who want to make something, take a try. We don't know the browsers suppose those never use the feature or not. So we just in the loop, don't know how to get that. Finally, I find found engineers in Taiwan willing to help me to make a sample font for a try. So we make a sample font for trial, but it doesn't work on all of the browsers, include Firefox, Google Chrome, Safari, and for sure, of course, the Internet Explorer and Edge do not support that. But a Mozilla from Taiwan, but now in the Bay Area, the Kevin Shea, he told me that he can try to report back to the open type engine called Halfbus that Firefox used for the open type features, and it's accepted and fixed just after half of the years. Everything works, so the test font can use on the Firefox, Google Chrome, and the LibreOffice. So we have faced another problem. Is the text file semantically good for standardization or not? So we're back to surface state. How can we find out the open type expert to review our sample font? We find Dr. Ken Lund in Adobe. He is a few of the open type experts. He gave us some advice to publish the second sample font, and we tried on Firefox and Chrome. We found it's nearly done. In horizontal writings, you can put the Bobomofo above the hand characters and use the open type features Ruby to replace the grief, let it fit the Ministry of Education's rule for Bobomofo. And in vertical writing, it can just put the tone mark aside the Bobomofo characters, and it's very well. And it's also supposed to dialect Bobomofo, the Minnan and the Hakka, the Chinese dialect. They have their own Bobomofo characters for spelling. We published a taster case on GitHub. If you're interested with that, you can see it, check it on GitHub. But we're facing the last step. What's next we should do? Because it's mixed with the W3C, the Web standards, and the font features, we do not know how to publish the best practice as a standards. should we try to talk to W3C, the International Standardization Working Group, publish that as a note, or through the Adobe technical note to let the it's proprietary, but you know the Adobe publisher that a lot of they have a lot of software to deal the layout and the text, so they have a influence for Rails usage, and how to spread the best practice in Taiwan. Through the Ministry of Education Taiwan, they care about the Lua, but they do not care how to use that on the information system and web. And somebody told me the Bureau of Standards, they may interesting to publish a side note of the CNS 11643 as a Chinese standard interchange code, as an interchange code for Chinese. It's related to the Unicode, but only the Han character used in Taiwan. Or maybe someone want to try to make some service or make a site, use the technology, you use the font and the markup to publish it for publishing materials for education. Another problem is in the open source world, the Firefox, Google Chrome, and LibreOffice, they share the same open type engine Half-Buzz, so everything is done. But Apple's WebKit and Microsoft's Edge, they still have a lot of bug to fix, and their proprietary, we cannot do anything, just report the bug. Fortunately, when I participated in W3C activities, I met some expert in Apple in the WebKit team. They know that since of the open type and accepted the bug, and they may fix it. But the Microsoft, I don't know. We filed the bug 1 year ago, and even nobody to watch that. Okay, I want to share some of my experience about the challenge and the problem when I in the standards activities. One, are you qualified? When I first time I attend the WCC workshop, everyone appreciate that because there is nobody know the Chinese text and layout. When the CSS working group want to deal something with the CJ casings, they have a bunch of the Japanese expert, but nobody know Chinese. So, but when I back to Taiwan, when I talk to government, talk to the in the education area, they just ask, are you a linguist? Do you have the experience to teach Mandarins? Or do you have some degrees in the information science, computer engineering? All of the answers is no. And somebody even asked that, can you speak English as the native speaker? No. Okay, in that time. So finally, I find an identity when W3C accept my proposal to let me as an invited expert. So I have an identity to do the things. I'm thinking about that. When I back to Taiwan, the government and the authority constantly ask me for my qualifications. My friend called Lawrence Lee, he have a podcast called IT Gong Lun in China. He know what I have done, so he invited me to record the one topic about doing the digital publishing standardizations in the activism, as an activism way. So I just find, it's very good. It's great title to explain what I am doing. Because the Bobo Monfo, they have in Taiwan, somebody provided the requirement for now, it's almost 20 years ago, but it's just put in layer for 15 years and nobody do anything for that. I think it's an issue should be resolved. So if there's nobody qualified to do that, I can just take a try. What I want to say is that I feel very comfortable in the open source activities and WCC's meetings. But when we're back to the real world, back to Taiwan, I think there's nobody support me to do things, to do this thing. And the second one is, where are the references? The only thing published about the Bopo Morpho is the booklet called the 国语注音符号手册. In English, it's the phonetic symbol of Mandarin Chinese, published by the Ministry of Education in year 2000. And last year, they asked me to translate that into English version and publish it as an ebook. That's the only reference for me to do the things. Sometimes in Japan, they want to keep their Japanese layout rules. So, in 20 years ago, they published their own Japanese industry standards for write down every rules about the Japanese layout, and it's a great reference for for W3C to write the requirement for Japanese text and layout, and they write the gap document, and what cannot be done, cannot be represented on web. So, and the CSS working group trying to deal with that. But in Chinese, we do not have things like that. So when we met every Chinese issues, we have asked the expert here and there. So I did another thing is to read a lot of the rule books for publications in Taiwan and China and write the requirement for the Chinese text and layouts. If there is no reference, you can try to write one by yourself and let everyone to review and give a comment to fix that. And the third problem is political issues. In Taiwan recently, somebody says we should abandon the Bopo Morpho system and try to use the pinyin system to instead. But it's not happened, and it's somebody's political preference. But in Taiwan, the government layer, they're overwhelmed by the people's voice. So if some congressman or somebody publishes this opinion online, they will hold for the funding for the Bopo Morpho project. That's exactly what I'm doing. So it's quite frustrated and related to the issue 4.
Can you restate? Are you saying that?
Please turn the microphone on. work.
Can you repeat? Are you saying that attempting to use pinyin gets a pushback? Are you saying, or are you saying attempts?
Okay, the Bobo Morpho system is already for 100 years in originally in China, then with the KMT to Taiwan and used in Taiwan to teaching the how to spell in the Han characters. And recently, you know, some voice to call the Taiwan independent, and they want to abandon the old system bring by the KMT to Taiwan. They want to use the pinyin system to instead, because the pinyin system is better than Bobo Morpho system for the Taiwanese. And in Taiwanese, we can, as rough, the Minnan dialect, Minnan dialect and Hakka. So they just, some congressmen and people, they supported the Taiwan independently, they just said, abandon the Bobo Morpho system and use the pinyin to instead.
So you're saying that there are dialects in Taiwan that are better served by Bobo Morpho?
The ministry, I mean, we can back to...
Isn't getting the sign error, positive, negative, which, who? I understand what Bobo Morpho is. I understand a little bit about the politics. What I don't understand is if you put pinyin ruby in instead of Bobo Morpho ruby, would someone be unhappy?
I do not explain that. It's quite small. You can check it on the
GitHub. Only three characters usually, right?
Because 20 years ago, the Ministry of Education published a side system, the Bobo Morpho for the dialect. They have a different vowels, consonant, and the tone marks.
Oh.
And we deal that. In the sample font. And the people used the Bobo Morpho for dialect and the pinyin parallelly.
For two different different language uses.
Same language, you can spell that by Bobo Morpho for dialect and also by pinyin.
Yes, I understand. So if you put pinyin instead of Bobo Morpho in the ruby, would that be a problem? Because it seems that, I wonder if you could increase the size of your user community if there would be mainland Chinese people who would like to have the pinyin ruby.
Next. That's my friend called Eric Liu. He have a site called Type is Beautiful. As in Chinese, about the typography and the font. He published an article called The War I Pinyin, I Love Pinyin, last year. He said that in China, there is no rule books for pinyin layout, and a lot of problem for pinyin. You can see that in simplified Chinese character, the font, as loading parts always do not doing well for combine the alphabet, the characters with the tone mark. So you can see, and he want to deal that with font, but the China government do not have the rule books and their national standards for deal with things like this. So if in Taiwan we abandon the Bobo Morpho system and use the pinyin, we still have a lot of problem. We still need a reference published by Taiwan government or anywhere as a reference and to do the best practice in font. We still need to do things in that. But for now, I think the Bobo Morpho still in every elementary school and the kindergartens, the children, they still learn how to spell Han character with Bobo Morpho. So I think Bobo Morpho still should be, for Bobo Morpho layout still should be done for web and information system, LibreOffice, the word process, everything. But for me, it's a disaster because it's related to the next issue, insufficient fund. I do not have the mailing list and the GitHub issues can, it's good, they are good, and you can raise the problem and discuss with expert, but in my experience, a lot of issues you arise there, it's just cannot be resolved if you do not meet the key person and know who deal the that. The face-to-face meeting is still important to make connections that let you know who in where doing what, and he can help you to let things make it real and go faster. So in WCC, they have yearly the technical and the plenary advisors conference called the TPAC. Every year, they just have a routine. 1 year, because WCC, they have four host university. One is at, in Europe, and another is MIT, and the KO University in Japan. And recently, they have a Beihang in Beijing. So they just yearly, 1 year in Europe, and another year maybe in the United States, and another year in Japanese. 4 years ago, they have their conference in China, but recently they do not want to hold the conference in China because conference to talk about the web standard, but they have banned every website in the conference hall. It doesn't make sense, so they do not want to hold the conference in China. But the problem is that in Taiwan, if I have yearly travel to the United States and Europe, it's a lot of money. So I do not have, for now, I have want to solve the Chinese issues with W3C for 5 years. I paid by myself to do things like that. I have tried to find a fund for that. If I find the government, it will back to the issue 1 and 3. One, the government will ask me, are you qualified to do that? No, okay. And three, the political issues. You want to solve the Bobo Morpho layout, and maybe we soon will abandon the Bobo Morpho system, so I am not sure we can fund you or not. So forget that, forget the government. Okay. I have want to try the crowdfunding, and in 3 years ago, I have write an article for ask for sponsors for my traveling expense. Finally, I got 100,000 Taiwan dollars. It equals to $3,000. It's only a few, and it cannot call the crowd because just 20 people, and three people they just funding me 80% for that. So finally, I found if you want to do things like this in the activist way to do the standardizations, you have to find only who care about the issue. Find some partners, they will help you for your activity. So, Bobo Morpho is really, really very local issues because the system only used in Taiwan. And it have been bring into the WCC the standard organizations, but just put in layer for 15 years. There's a lot of Chinese layout and the text issue have to be resolved, but not done yet. Fortunately, in W3C, it's very peaceful. You know, in a lot of international organizations, the China always have a comment for us, but not happened in W3C. And do you know when Taiwan quit the United Nations, we cannot join the ISO and IEC meetings. We are not nation body, so we cannot participate every meeting held by ISO and IEC. Only one meetings that WG2 let subcommittee lay in charge of the Unicode, and in Unicode, the most of part of the Unicode, the code points are hand character, so we can participate in the meeting. And recently, when we deal with the Bopo Mofo issues, we just send a proposal to the WG2 and accepted. So two years later, we can fix the simple glyph of the Bopo Mofo and its tone mark in Unicode. So it's soon it will be done. So it's my experience. It's the process in the 5 years how to deal the Bopo Mofo layout issues on web and other information systems, and my experience to participate in the standardization process in the activist way. I think it may relate to people in the open software circle. So the funding is still a problem, I think so. And the next session, JSERF also said that he is open software supporters, and he always talk about the localization issues. 10 years ago, a lot of people working for translating and the localizations for LibreOffice and a lot of the project. But recently, only a few, one or two people care about that. We do not have a lot of people to contribute for the translations and the localization. In my experience, I think we should reward, because if as a student side project or your personal idea to do things, it will not take long if you do not have sufficient economical support. So it's also my final report for the Bopo Mofo and the Chinese layout, and maybe my activities for the centralization, because it's quite hard to pay everything by yourself. I will attend a workshop in Tokyo about the digital publications in magazines and the manga. It will be the last workshop I attend. By the way, do you know W3C supported me a lot, not by funding. They invited me as the business agent to recruit members in Taiwan. 5 years ago in Taiwan, we have three members, the Academica Sinica and two organizations funded by the government. They joined W3C for their own project because in that time, the HTML5 is in a rush. People want to make the web apps, so they joined W3C. But 3 years ago, they all quit because the government did not fund them for the membership fee. So W3C asked me, we do not have any members in Taiwan. But you participate every meeting. We're quite familiar. Can you do things like that? We have a good commission for if you successful recruit a member in Taiwan. I have worked for half of a year. I think that's the stress and what make me want to leave the circle. Wow. Every organization said that the open standards, if they make a deal and the standard is matched, supported by the browsers, and we will consider to use in our information system. But if you want to let us participate in the activity, I think it costs a lot. So. Sorry about that. I don't want to let my sessions as a complain everything, but in the 5 years, also every speech, I'm always complaining. Sorry about that. 有任何问题吗？
Although it's in a bit different field, but we are still facing the same problem. Now we are trying to promote the open document format in the government, and yes, they are starting to adopt that. But when we talk about, for example, contribute back to the ODF committee or ODF new spec research, and speaking of money, they will not. They just tell us that it's impossible for them to pay anything to 民间组织 or 那个。
你要讲是那个 non-profit or
okay non-government non-profit, and I tried to make them. For example, right now, one thing we were successful that the government invest a team of local developers to improve the software. But when I try to further, for example, make them support us to attend the conference or attend the ODF spec improvement, I was rejected for several times, so I can understand how you feel about that. We can just say that, yeah, we still need to work a lot to make. And just like in my previous session, I said that we have the chance that because we have a strength from upside to down, from the power. But for all these sessions, I know you have working for that for a long time. But current even harder because we have political issues. So I can understand.
Actually, I'm expecting that the ordinary tongue in the sessions in the morning should give some more good answers for the questions. Because she is Unicoder and contribute a lot for the, what language is? Not Python. Oh, Perl. Yeah, Perl. So, and she have the Open Government G0V project to deal the dictionary published by the Ministry of Education. So I think when he get into the government and as a minister could help the open source project and the open standard activity, but no.
I wonder if there is an opportunity, a political opportunity, to push this project forward. The whole world wishes it could learn Chinese easier, and the Han characters are a major barrier for anyone from a Latin script country. So I admire the Ruby script, the way you have the tiny little characters next to the larger Han character, and the idea that you can make that easily fit in a typeset seems very useful. And I know locally there's a big need for the Bopomofo, the Zhuyin, but in mainland and other countries there might be an interest in the same kind of techniques used with Roman letters. So mainland, maybe they would like to have pinyin letters, the little Roman letters, in that kind of Ruby position. And I wonder if there is an overlap there where the resources might be available, because they also would like to see typeset that uses this Ruby position.
Oh, that's really a problem, because you can, if you see, you, for now the pinyin, it can be compatible with the Ruby specifications, but you know, in pinyin, the one hand character may be pronounced as five or six Latin characters, and it's just overflow the size. And in China, when they do things like that, they rarely add the accent mark on the pinyin. So you can spell that, but you do not know the tonation. I have a friend in Germany. He learned Chinese by Bopomofo system, and he told me that the Bopomofo system from the start is quite difficult because you do not know the Bopomofo character. But once you know how to pronounce the
only 36. It's a small number.
Yeah. And the stone mark only 4, and do not have a complex. And in China, people do not add that to the tone mark. So I think the Bopomofo is a nice system, but only in China and outside Taiwan. You know, China, the pinyin dominated the hand characters education. So that's the problem. And I have asked my friend, he is also the editor of the requirement for the Chinese text and layout. I asked him, why do you not try to deal with the pinyin issues? Make people in China raise the awareness to standardizations and let the government publish the Luo books. He just told me that, no. Because in China, if you are not any government or office in the education system, you cannot do anything. Mm-hmm. So I think I am quite tough in the W3C activities, but fortunately and so good, I can still do things and get things done. That's so great. Okay, 还有任何问题? Any question? Oh, let's have a coffee break. Thank you, everyone.